Potter on me. Beatrice Hare is with us. She is the founder and owner of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy, which is a one-on-one school. And, you know, Beatrice, welcome. It is so nice to have you with us today. And so we're getting new information today that Facebook, if you're not 13 years of age, you legally cannot be on Facebook. So I don't know. Do you think that's going to help the bullying situation or really irrelevant in this case?
I think bullying happens at all ages, and if it's there, it'll continue. Kids over 13 still bully.
Okay. Where are we in this? What can we do? Is there anything we can do to help kids?
In my experience with working with the children at the Salisbury Tutoring Academy, of course, I know all the children in a one-on-one setting, and they tell me about the bullying that goes on in the school grounds or in the hallway or in the classroom or even outside of the school. One girl was telling me that she was being called the really nasty derogatory names on the track at the local YMCA by this one girl. And parents are limited. Obviously, the bullying culture entails that children are not tattletales, so they can't go home and really share. And if they do have parents that they do share with, those parents are limited in what they can do, just in terms of it might make the situation worse if they get involved.
Well, we know how serious a problem bullying is. We know from kids that have been bullied. And by the way, bullying is an equal opportunity. It has nothing to do with how you look. Many people think, if you're fat, if you're skinny, if you have pimples, the bullying, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to it, is there?
No, there's no rhyme or reason. It can happen to the beautiful child. It can happen to the child who feels less attractive. It hurts most often for children that don't feel really secure with themselves. So that's one of the ways that we work on making our students immune to the bullying, is if you're more sure of yourself, if you're more confident, if you know what you've set out to do, if you're accomplishing the goals, if you know you're on a path, then you can have a better perspective when you're being bullied. You can look at a bully, and instead of them being the big tiger in the closet that's coming to eat them, they can just be the little tiny puffy tiger that's walking away, that they can see the bullying for what it is, the small thing that it is, versus the painful, huge, monstrous thing it feels like.
Well, one of the things that you have discovered in your field, Beatrice, is that tutoring. You talk about tutoring. You talk about the hair three-legged table solution for education, and you talk about confident kids are less likely. Is that true?
It is true. It is.
So when you have one-on-one time with kids, and you are spending time with them, they become more confident.
It's the combination of just sitting one-on-one is one type of way to be with a student, but to be one-on-one built in with a three-legged table. See, the three-legged table, the H3LT, is the parents, the teachers, and the students all working together. It's a contract. It's an understanding. And so then it's mutual. It's support. And what a lot of the students tell me is that once they feel supported, then on their own they can stand up to the bully because of this tremendous system, this construct that's in their lives. And we build the three-legged table into any kind of situation. We have very strong families, intact families, divorced families. It doesn't matter. As long as there's someone that will show to be the student, to be the teacher, to be the parent, we can build that three-legged table. And that's a structure that's consistent and has continuity, and it's a reward, and it's a very satisfying, and the results are seen in the grades and in test results. So building systems that are stronger than bullying, building something else, you can't stop the bullies, but you can build something else that puts it all in perspective.
When you work with kids one-on-one, I always think that it's an opportunity also to really get to what's underlying.
You bet. They won't tell the classroom teacher who's busy with 25 other kids
right
at the same moment, but when they have a tutor, yes, we're going after the math, and we're looking to make sure all the organizational skills are there, but of course that story gets told, and they want to share it, and it feels safe. And then the support that can be given is tremendous.
Sure. Can you tell us the story about William Scott, please?
Oh, my goodness. He was really suffering. He ended up feeling that the teachers weren't loving either. He felt that the teachers were cruel.
He was tell everybody, he was one of a student that came to you
yes.
after having failed in many different schools, being bullied and all that.
And suffering greatly from being bullied, like really feeling like the kids clobbered him, that they got the best of him. And then he was pretty broken down when he came to our school, actually. And we built him up. We did the three-legged table, very supportive parents. He jumped right in. The tutors were great. And he ended up with the highest grade in his algebra class, and something just, it was a transformation is what we call them. And, you know, once you build the three-legged table, transformations happen, and they happen often. So his happened in the way that it no longer bothered him. He was aware that the kids were still saying things, but it doesn't faze him at all. He's focused on where he wants to go to school. He feels good about himself. He's concentrated on organizing himself and staying on top of his grades, and it doesn't affect him. So he really is in a better place, and he's very open about saying that the Salisbury Tutoring Academy is what helped him just get over
transform
that.
And go to the next level. Yeah. How exciting is that to know that there are some solutions available that can really change, and but not just change, but transform a child?
Absolutely exciting as part of what I've committed to my work. Obviously, I direct the school.
But you know what? You know what, Beatrice, when you look at, and I say this all the time, when you look at sports teams, you know, they have that coaching element and people to help them, and so it makes tremendous sense. What's the best website? We're almost out of time. I'm so sorry. What's the best website?
Okay, best website, you can Google Salisbury Tutoring Academy. You can Google Beatrice Hare.
Thank you so much, Beatrice.
All right.
And thank all of you. It's Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening, and you make it a great day.
Thank you.